What am I thinking of? Wow, you see how my brain works. So yeah, it just drank all the coolant. So cool. My coworker EJ, he's not my coworker, he's my boss, but still, he put more coolant in it, and then I was like, hey, I don't think that's the right one. He was like, well, it shouldn't matter, whatever, cool. I'm driving on Howard Franklin because I work in St. Pete and I live in Tampa. And mind you, it's like the Howard Franklin I can get on and off in like 10, 15 minutes, depending on traffic, you know what I'm saying? Maybe 20, could take an hour. You never know. It's a beautiful game to play. And so yeah. 15 minutes in, the car was heating up crazy. Like I hadn't seen it since I've had it. So I'm like, what the heck? I open up the hood, no coolant in there. Mind you, he just filled it up 10, 15 minutes before I left. Okay, cool. I made it to my dad's house. From there, he took a look at it. It was just empty. It was leaking out. I don't know what the heck must have happened. So then I took it to AutoZone, bought some more coolant. I watched as it leaked out. Still tried driving it around. Anyways, long story short, I took it back to the shop yesterday. It took me an hour or two to get there. And I don't know enough about cars to do the job myself. But when I first got the car, it was heating up. They changed the thermostat and the coolant reservoir because the coolant reservoir was like popped or had a leak in it. Cool. So then yesterday I got out of work and I went over to the body shop because it's like right next to each other. And I was like, hey, what's up with the car? And they're like, oh, well, we took off the thermostat. I was like, okay, cool. So you put a new one? No, we just took it off. Then they put it back in. Then they put the reservoir back in. And they were like, okay, go test drive it. When I tell you I was driving that car like never before, I was flooring it. I wanted the car to heat up, so they didn't just be like, oh, you see, look, now it's fine. So it wasn't heating up at all, and I was like, okay, maybe it is fine. Like, that's so strange. The moment I was at the last light to make a U-turn to get to my job, car was heating up crazy, skyrocketing. I just pulled into my job, and I was like, yeah, that shit's heating up. Or that thing is heating up, sorry. And they I can't even remember what the heck they did, but yeah, they tried doing something else, it didn't work. Everything was just like nothing was working as it was supposed to. So I was like, hey, can it be something with a radiator? No, it's nothing with a radiator. Okay. Then they say, oh dang, it probably is the radiator. Oh, okay. Like, I just don't like when people don't, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Let me stop talking. Anyways, other than that, I got a new car, got a new girlfriend. What else did I get? I need to get a new phone. I need to get my grades up. I'm doing okay, and I have four classes. I'm doing okay in like about three of them. Can't complain. I have an English class. That I should be getting a B. I know I was rooting for A's, all A's, but you know what? A B is just fine. I should be getting a B once this extra credit gets in, because I gave her some extra credit and she has not put it in. But that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Teachers are busy. Theater class. Hopefully everything goes good. I have to perform something, this play that my group and I created. It's actually, I'm conflicted. I'm, you know, a little, you know, about it. Because, okay, so it's about... It's about these two guys, these two friends. One of them is called Meathead. The other is, what is his name? Meathead and... No, it's not Meathead. It's Meat Curtains. And I want to say, like, Cheese Fries, but it's not Cheese Fries. It's, let's just call them Cheese Fries. Anyway, so Meathead and Cheese Fries, they are burglars, and they're not the smartest burglars. So they go to this house, and, oh, you know what? Now I should check if I can play Summer Walker, because I want to play 20. I want to play Prove It by 21 Savage and Summer Walker, but let's see. Oh, okay, I can play her. All right, cool. Anyways, that's going to be the next song. So, yeah, it's about those two guys. They want to go to abandoned houses and steal. Mind you, that doesn't really make sense. Like, if it's abandoned, why would you steal from it? But whatever. Yeah, they want to go to abandoned houses and steal whatever the heck it has. And yeah. Yeah, that's the story. And then, you know, it has other things that happen in it. But I have to perform that for my final, which is fine. Right now I have an A in that class. Actually, no, I think it got dropped down to a B because somebody didn't turn in the rough draft. But then we turned in the final. Doesn't make sense. But whatever. Or the final draft. And then my math class, I'm not going to lie, I'm not doing good. I got a 30% tie on that class just because, like, you know, things happen. But I'm working on my notes right now. My teacher is super... He is amazing. I have Professor Luck. He is amazing. He really is. Even I haven't gone to class, but I can understand his notes and I can understand, like, you know, because I've had a class with him before, so I understand the way he does things and all of that. So yeah, but I think that's really it for me. Told you about my lost dog. I told you I'm gonna go check. Yeah, after this, that's why I said it might be a short show, because after this, I have to go check if that's my dog or not, you know what I'm saying? But then again, they did tell me, like, hey, we don't think it's your dog because she has a chip in her and the previous owners didn't chip her, so we'll see. But, all right, right now we're going to have a little music break. It's going to be Prove It by 21 Savage and Summer Walker. This is another one for my babies. All right.
Yeah, whoa. I'm pulling up wacky and grease. I came a long way from the east. She leaving her cream on the sheets. My brother say he want a niece. When I'm with you, it's a safe space. Baby, you bringing me peace. You know how I get in the streets. Ain't none of it shallow, it's deep. Yeah, I wanna cuddle for weeks. Your mama don't think that you innocent. I know you turned into a freak. Don't really care about your exes. Whatever it is, it can be. They playing, I'm making them see. I know you swinging off by the. I had to comb out the dreads. She fell in love with the braids. Got up, she cooking clean, and she'll load up the caves. Your body got me in the daze. It don't matter the look, you get slayed. Her face card never decline. Man, fuck all that makeup, you fine. Better tell all them you mine. She a dollar way more than a dime. When I'm with you, I get nervous. It gotta be love, it's a sign. Yeah. I don't care where we going, I'm rhyme. What you bring to the table, cause babe, you the table, I'm eating, let's dine.
You know you my baby, you know you my twin. If they disrespect me, then it's coming to an end. If they play with me, we know that you gon' send. Baby, if only.
You need a to mold you. You need a to hold you. He a little boy and I told you. Why you keep looking for closure? Hit Eliante and Froza. Now you a bell, polar. Play with a doja. Throw that back like you poster. Trust me, I'm taking it easy. I really wanna get Nikki. You acting shy but you freaky. I want a piece, no Reese. She saying, babe, come meet me. At the salon, I'm on Peachtree. She know I'm pulling up BP. 10 presidential, no DC. Sheila, Louie, and CC. No 2K, I got VC. Grab on that when she greet me. I heard of your, he sweet tea. You cuff me, don't ever release me. Talk about me and your stories. Base up, tweet me.
You know you my baby. You know you my twin. If they disrespect me, then it's coming to an end. If them play with me, we know that you gon' send. Baby, if only you knew how much I do love you, how much I do trust you. I praise so many of to prove
you are the love of my life. I dedicate, I dedicate. All right, again, that was
Prove It by 21 Savage and Summer Walker. All right, cool. So last show, like I said, we were gonna, Vanessa and I came and we were gonna talk about a few things, but we didn't get to it. We couldn't do it, but so one thing I have is for finals, good luck everybody. Let's do a little quick mental health check really quick. I hope you all walk in your greatness for this finals week, regardless of what the class is. I know it's not gonna, tests are stressful, so just be easy on yourself. Just, you know, take it easy, take it day by day, just breathe and do to-do lists, whatever you got to do to, you know, make it easy for yourself. But I have a story on stealing a cupcake and something about a fork. So about the cupcake. So I got an email saying like, hey, there's somebody's birthday, something is happening, somebody's birthday, we're gonna celebrate their birthday in the e-boy room at 12. It was 11:50, I believe, or like 11:45, and I went over and nobody was there, but the cupcakes were all set up with the water bottle. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely getting one. And I was on my way to the cafeteria to grab a fork. So then I stole one. And I stole it because nobody was there. It was all set up. Like, it looked like they're waiting for it to be 12 o'clock or whatever. So I'm sure they were kind of hot when they went and there was one cupcake missing. And then I wanted to be a little butt face, and I stole the cupcake that was in the middle. Because, you know, why not make it look pretty, let them know I was here. And then with the fork, so look, I brought my lunch, but I forgot, you know, utensils to eat it with, and I think it was Alfredo. Yeah, it was it wasn't Alfredo, it was something. Oh my gosh, I almost choked on some Alfredo. I really almost cried, almost died. But I didn't even almost cry, I did cry because I was really choking on it. But that sounded crazy. I went to the, like, you know, the, I think it's called, it's like a little cafeteria that we have, but, you know, you have to pay for your food and all of that. What is it? The canteen, I believe it's called. I went over there and I was like, hey, in Spanish, I said, me puedes regalar un cubierto, which means, can you gift me a fork? And the lady looked at me and she was like, no te lo puedo regalar, which means I can't gift it to you. At 27 centavos, it's 27 cents. I was baffled. I said, it's 27 cents for a fork, one singular fork that I'm going to throw away. And so I checked in my wallet. I had no change in there, not a single penny in that thing. So I just walked out. And then I went to a little mini mart that we have right up the road in Ybor. And they gave me their last fork. So that was cool. That was my little story. That was really it. I just thought it was kind of funny that I had to pay 27 cents for a fork. I don't know about you, but it is hot every day. That's another thing I wrote down. It's getting hotter every day. Apparently, oh, fudge tarts. I forgot to print something out. Okay, whatever. Apparently, China created its own sun. The sun is fake. Hold on. I have written down, China has created their own sun. The sun is fake. It's a prism of a bunch of lights put together. So let me go on the CNN, or let me go on Google and see what they say about it. Because the sun, when I was a kid, I used to think God lived in the sun, because you can't see the sun, you can't touch the sun. So, duh. Like, I don't know. I thought that was a great hypothesis. You know what I'm saying? The sun is fake. But whatever. Created the sun. My mom heard that and she laughed at me. And she was like, no, Xiomara, no, my love. No. God does not live in the sun. He lives within you. I'm playing. I do not remember what she said. Okay, it says the Chinese government has set the goal of building the first industrial prototype fusion reactor, which has dubbed an quote-unquote artificial sun by 2035. That's 11 years from now. Wow. Yeah, right? Or like, you know, 10 and some change. Officials hope to begin large-scale commercial production of fusion energy by 2050. Benefits of centralization. Honestly, by that time, the sun might have already exploded. we'll see what happens in here in 10 years. Honestly, it's looking crazy. Every year it's getting hot. The heat is already unbearable. I work at a warehouse. I sweat my little butt off every day. Like, sometimes I have pictures of the AC, and sometimes, or not the AC, the temperature in the warehouse, and it's like 87 degrees. It's hot. And then the ACs, they have AC units in there, and the ACs are set to 76 because I work in a fermentation warehouse. So everything needs to be at a certain temperature, especially for the kombucha and the SCOBYs and things like that. Very interesting, but it's fun. So I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to answer some questions. I'm just going to pick up some random questions and see what it says. What do you like best and least about yourself? I think what I like best about myself is my ability to communicate and talk. What I don't like is when I cannot communicate, when I cannot talk. Like when I'm stuck in my own brain and my own mental fog, I don't like that very much. What difficult experience in your life has made you a stronger person? I think this is going to sound weird or like silly. I don't know. When I was a kid, I had many issues going on in my house. So, I had constantly, like, every day there was a cop at my house because of, like, something going on every weekend. Like, every week, I promise you, there was a cop at my house at least twice. It was just, you know, different things going on. I think that just made me, like, stronger. Builds character. What else? I don't know. I think that was really it. I was beat as a kid too. Had CPS at my house. So I guess, like, you know, actual beatings made me stronger. But that's a given, I guess. What new person would you like to have as a friend? I think somebody I can trust. It's like that's it. It's not a specific person, just somebody I feel as if I can trust. And of course I can trust my girlfriend, things like that, but you know, I sometimes do miss having friends, but as I'm always told, es mejor estar solo que mal acompañado. So, yeah, let's see. Someone I can trust and someone, you know, I don't, with a good heart. Like, if you've ever met me, I was raised to have a good heart. I don't hold grudges, malicia, none of that. Like, it's not in me to be that type of person. So yeah, anyways, what one thing would you like to know about the future? I think I'd like to know, like, what should I do, what should I prepare for, you know, because my mom is very spiritual, and since I was a kid she's always told me, like, there's gonna be a time where there's not gonna be any food. And we gotta prepare for that. We gotta start saving food, like canned foods and things like that. So that's a little scary, but yeah, I'd like to know, like, what should I prepare for? Mind you, I'm not reading any of these questions before I'm asking. I'm reading them out loud as I'm just going through them. What do you think is the hardest part of being a kid and about being a parent? I think about being a parent is, like, you have this prized possession and you have to let them go into the world and you have to let them do whatever you want, but you still have to care and hold on to it. It's like you put a dollar out on the road, not saying that, you know, we're worth dollars and but I'm saying, so you put a dollar out on the road and you kind of just have to watch and make sure wherever it goes isn't in somebody's, like, in, it's not going anywhere bad, I guess. It's being taken care of. It's being taken into, you know, how humans should be taken care of. And about being a kid, I guess, not knowing the future. Also that time in your life where you think that you know everything, you know, that stuff. It's kind of fun. 'cause I'm in that age where, like, I could be a parent at 21, you know. There's plenty of people that have been or that are parents at 21. But and I just left being a kid, so that's a good question. Hardest part about being a kid, for real, I guess, is also growing up. It's kind of scary, it's kind of hard. But I guess one of the best things to to learn is life keeps going. That's something I learned when my best friend's little brother Kamari passed away. Just life keeps going. No matter what happens, it doesn't stop. Like, that's how I felt that night that he passed away. I felt like everything stopped. And then I quickly learned nothing stops. And then, yeah, I had a bad tendency of, like, when something happened in my life, I wouldn't talk about it. I'd shut out because I was taught, like, don't talk about anything that's going on. Just, you know, keep it pushing. And yeah, I would always do that. And so, where am I going out with this? Oh, I kind of felt like I would get stuck in that time period of when everything happened. Oh, that's just always how I felt. But, yeah, just let time do its thing, kid. Okay, are you more comfortable as a leader or follower? I guess both, because, like, I feel like I need to view somebody else do it. Like, I gotta get an example of what it looks like. And then once I do, I'll be like, okay, I got you. Like, let me show you what helped me the most. So then that's when I'm better at being a leader. Can you tell if someone is telling the truth or lying? If so, how? I sometimes can, just because, you know, I've lied before. I've definitely lied. So if you do something that I do when I know I'm lying, that's how I know. Or if I find out that somebody else is lying. Like, for instance, actually, let me not even give you an example. But yeah. Yeah. Do you believe animals have emotions? I do. They cry. They definitely cry. They look at you. They get sad. Like, yeah. They definitely do have, they have anxiety. Yeah, dogs and cats and different animals, wild animals, I definitely believe they all have emotions. Do you share any of your family's physical traits? Like, what do I look like? Well, yeah, I kind of have, like, my mom and dad's skin color kind of mixed, but at the same time, I really have my mom's skin color. It's funny, with my hands, I have big hands like my dad. And my mom kind of has big hands too. I have big hands like my dad. My fingers are chunky. I have my mom's pointer finger, but then the rest of the fingers are different. And then my thumb, nobody in my family has it. And then something else that's really funny about me is that nobody else in my family has straight hair. Like, out of my siblings and my parents have curly hair. All my siblings, I have 8 siblings, including me, that's 9. They all have curly hair, like beautiful curly hair, like not that crazy stuff. No, they have beautiful, beautiful curls, and I'm over here with some wavy hair. So yeah, that's cute. My mom and I have some of the same moles and freckles. My dad and I do too. I have freckles. My mom has freckles. What else? There's a lot about me that I get from my family, and I love it. I love all my freckles, all my beauty marks and birthmarks, all of that. So yeah, my face just looks like my parents. So yeah, that's that. If they're talking about, like, abilities, well, I guess the question would have asked physical abilities, because my dad, I mean, he likes to run. I guess my brother got that when he used to be able to run, but my mom, I've never seen her run. So maybe I got that from her. Have you ever revealed, I'm sorry, gotta sound it out. They taught me that in kindergarten. You feel me? Have you ever revealed a friend's secret and they found out? I don't think so. I've probably revealed a friend's secret. Because, like, when I was younger, if you did me wrong, I'm a do you dirty. Like, I'm a just do you dirty. But two wrongs don't make a right. So, you know, just keep it pushing. Don't talk about nothing. Just do you, boo-boo. All right. I think it is time for me to head out of here today. I want to see, what am I going to play, though? Like, what's going to be my outro? Oh, you know what? J. Cole and Young Miko came out with a new album on the same day. Boy, when I tell you, boy, let me see if I can play J. Cole on this thing for y'all. Actually, I probably won't play J. Cole because I gotta listen to his music better. But I can play him, I think. Oh, okay. But I'll get y'all some Yo Migo. Baby Migo. Oh. All right, let's see. Let me look at her album real quick. Let me see what song do I want to play by her. In the meantime, if you'd like to, you know, somehow find me on social media, I have Instagram, and that's it. And TikTok. On TikTok and Instagram. Well, let me look at TikTok first. Okay. On TikTok and Instagram on the same at, it is X, like xylophone, a 1 as in the number, O as in octopus, 0 as in the number, and then O as an octopus. That is my at for both Instagram and Snapchat. I mean, Instagram and TikTok. I want to start posting on TikTok more, so we'll see. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully a lot of new ups for this summer. Good luck, everybody, on these finals. I don't know if we'll be here next week. So if we're not, I wish everybody the best of luck. Everybody walk in your greatness. Take it day by day. Keep your chin held high and finish your to-do list. Finish your to-do list. It feels great. All right, hold on. All right, but we're going to play Offline by Yo Migo. Give me just a moment while I type that out. I wonder if y'all can hear me typing. Oh my gosh, can y'all hear the people in the other room laughing? I don't think you can. All right, but this is... Oh, wait, hold on. Uh-huh. This is Yo Migo featured Faith. Mm. Offline. Here we go. Porfa, no me dejes en visto. Aquí ya son las 5. Pensando las veces que te he visto. Estoy que te escribo y no me resisto. Porfa, no me dejes en visto. Sabes que me cuesta, yo no insisto. Pero por más nadie me desvisto. Yo sé que me dijiste, será la última vez. Pero aquí estamos otra vez. Contenta que tú me hiciste, solo te veo, bebé. ¿Cuánto trago paño? No sé. Si yo sé que me quisiste, fue por un rato, bebé. De ti yo no me olvidé. Pensaba que esta vez sería distinto. ¿Cómo salgo de este laberinto? No hay que ser experto. Pensaba que te gustaba, te tapaba la cara, pero te estaba viendo. Baby, no lo pienses más. Sí, total, el party es adentro y nadie va a vernos. Dime quién te hizo así, dio lo que talento. No te he puesto pa' ver qué tienes puesto. Sabes que si me tiras y es pa' ponernos fresco, más fresco. Me desconcentro si tú no estás, pero estar cerca de ti me distrae igual. Tú siempre vuelves, eso no va a cambiar. Te busco y no hay más nada que buscar. Sé que me dijiste, será la última vez. Pero aquí estamos otra vez. Contesta que tú me hiciste. Solo te veo, bebé. ¿Cuánto trago pan? Yo no sé. Si yo sé que me quisiste, tal vez por un rato, bebé. De ti yo no me olvidé. Pensaba que esta vez sería distinto. ¿Cómo salgo de este laberinto? Wow. Estuve tras de ti mucho rato. Pero tú no estabas pa' un gato, ey. 24-7 desacato. Una señal y yo te rescato. Si tú me dices nos pillamos otra noche. Este verano lo cerramos con broche. No le respondan a todos esos motherfuckers. Esa tética te combina con el choker. No me concentro si tú no estás. Si tú vuelves a mí paro de farrear. Nah, no malentiendas, no voy a cambiar. Mejor los parties y las farras me las meto contigo. Fumo contigo. Si tú no escribes, baby, pues yo te escribo. Yo sé que estamos lejos, pero empieza a imaginar las cosas que van a pasar cuando yo te... Sin ropa, por Miami en el Lambo, sin capota. Cómo se mueve de chimba, mamazota. Nos pillamos otra vez, no hay de otra. Cuando yo te... Sin ropa, por PR en la troca, sin capota. Cómo se mueve de rico, mi bebé sota. Si nos vemos otra vez, no hay de otra. Yo sé que me dijiste, será la última vez. Pero aquí estamos otra vez. Contesta que tú me hiciste. Solo te veo, bebé. ¿Cuánto trago pa'
pensaba que esta vez sería distinto. ¿Cómo salgo de este laberinto?
All right, like I said, excuse me, I should have cleared my throat before we started. That was Offline by Yomiko and Fade. I haven't even added any of her songs to my playlist, so I was kind of learning as it played. But anyways, I hope you all have a great day. Please be safe out there. Drive safe, ride safe, walk safe. However you're getting around, be safe. I don't really know much more to say. Again, good luck with everything this upcoming weeks. Good luck this summer. If you have an opportunity, take it. One thing I learned, we should do this every week. I mean, whenever I can, really, I'm going to try to do this. But one thing I seen that was beautiful and one thing I learned, it was actually a phrase I learned. If you're on the fence or against the wall about something you should or shouldn't do, then you probably shouldn't do it. You probably should not do it. If you're like, dang, should I call or text this person? Don't do it. If you're having to question it, don't do it. Because, I don't know. Everything happens for a reason. Just remember that. Keep that in mind. Regardless of the outcome, everything happens for a reason. It'll work out for the better. Everything will work out in your favor, regardless of the outcome. But, I hope you all have a great, beautiful, wonderful day, weekend, month, year, all that. Be safe. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
You are listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
Got the top spot title. Spent the hour in the bathroom. Walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do. Got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Mooney's genies in a bottle. Girl, if they already got you.
Oh, you made me feel so lucky. Finally, the stars are. It's a no, I'm never gone.
catch me before the pavement? What? If my Benz turned back to public transportation, so would you still be at home for me with the candles waiting? What? And give my mind back adjacent to the place of a young visionary. A player too, you know I have some girls missionary. Ooh. My black book of numbers thicker than a dictionary. And Bible, I got it recycled. I love and I like you. 5-course meals, even though you don't mind a drive-through. That's why I got you.
Wait for a minute, yeah. Wait for a minute, yeah. Girl, just a minute.
If you are.